With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Hour number three of Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning. We've got Don't Do This ahead of us. Jim Trotter will be our NFL insider this week on our insider report at 7:35 as week two of the NFL season kicks off tonight. And if you are in Ohio, it's going to be a very big game. Bengals, Browns.
Oh, man. It's
bragging rights for an entire Midwest state.
I'm all tingly.
Rust belts.
Now, here's the thing. I'll watch it because there's no Padres baseball tonight.
And there's Joe Burrow and there's Baker Mayfield. Yeah. I mean, the Browns looked horrible, but maybe the Ravens are really good. I mean,
they're probably going to be really good.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the Browns want to bounce back. The Bengals didn't look bad. They lost right there at the end to the Los Angeles Chargers last week. But they, you know, Joe Burrow certainly didn't embarrass himself.
Not at all.
Starting as a rookie in week one. So there's some intrigue. Short week. Could be sloppy. Who knows? But the NFL week two schedule kicks off tonight. We'll talk to Jim Trotter coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get into the Padres because we really haven't had a ton of time to discuss yesterday's game. And I want to start here, Woods, with a discussion of the playoff format and how it is impacting now games in September.
Okay.
Yesterday's game should have been the biggest game the Padres have played in a decade.
Yes.
I was there. You were there. Did it feel, even knowing it's a pandemic and you couldn't have fans, erase that from the equation. Pretend it was 45,000 people there. Do you still feel like that game would have felt like the biggest Padres game in a decade?
No, it wouldn't have because, you know, you're basically saying at the beginning, we're going to do a bullpen day. So you would imagine if it's the biggest game in a decade, you wouldn't be doing a bullpen day. And then you would imagine the guys on the other side of the field who have a lead on you, don't want you to win that game, want to win the series themselves, would go with the guy they said that was going to start originally, but that they later put in the later innings in Dustin May. It didn't have that feel at all. And it did feel a little spring training-y to me yesterday, which, of course, will make you not feel like it's a very important game. And I'm trying to reconcile that in my head. And, again, we're going to have Jace Tingler on tomorrow, so we're not going to have a game to talk about tonight. So I think what we want to ask him tomorrow when he joins us at what time, Paulie? 8:35?
8:35 tomorrow.
8:35 with the skipper. Jace, what was the plan there? Because did it feel a little rudderless to you, or was that the plan to be rudderless?
Well, I don't know that he'll admit this, but to me it's pretty clear. Knowing that your seed doesn't really matter.
That's it. That's it.
In the playoffs this year, you're getting a best of three series. The Padres will host almost certainly one of those series. And who knows? I mean, the opponent, who do you want? I mean, it's not like any of those 5 through 8 seeds, you have any idea how they're going to perform in the playoffs. So being 1 versus 8, being 4 versus 5 doesn't make a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's more important at this stage in the season to start lining up your playoff rotation rather than, hey, pitch a guy on short rest, get a guy out of turn.
Go out and win that game.
Yeah, he's going to be messed up. Going out, all out to win a game like that just doesn't carry with it the benefit than it would in another year when, hey, if we win the division, we get to avoid the wild card game. We get home field advantage in front of our fans in the division series and the LCS. No, you get no fans. You get a neutral site in Texas, division series and league championship series and World Series. So this year in particular, you're going to make the playoffs with eight teams. You know, the Padres have a 100% chance of making the playoffs. They should clinch that spot this weekend. There really wasn't much of an opportunity to gain with a win yesterday. So what you really are trying to do is not lose anything. You don't want anyone hurt. You don't want to get messed up in your pitching rotation. And you end up with a game that, as you said, felt like spring training. I felt like we need to go get a beer at the Moon Saloon.
100%.
After the game.
You felt like
number 87 was about to come in with no name on the back of his jersey and pitch the eighth inning. That's what it felt like yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you were basically giving guys some looks yesterday. You know, Joey Lucchese coming in what I think can only be described as a fairly weird spot. And they did call him back up for a reason. He hadn't pitched yet, so... there was just a, you know, Frankie Mejia coming off the bench. It's almost like, well, I got these guys. I need to use them or I lose them or something, you know, and that's kind of how it felt. And again, you know, not to belabor the point, but they're still in it at the end. You know, they're still a swing away. But the Dodgers were kind of doing the same thing. You know, I mean, Mookie Betts yesterday, the guy swiped three bags, played like Mookie Betts did. But, you know, the way I looked at it too is, I wasn't upset because I had said before the series started, it's not going to be the end of the world if it doesn't go our way. Because it's just not. We're going to the playoffs. So, yeah. I talked to my wife about this the other day. And I told her, I said, I feel like this Padres team is a rocket ship. And we have just grabbed on to, you know, the tail of it. And I think, you know, all of the fans out there, I love that we're all expecting more. I love that we're all demanding more. I love that we go into every game expecting to win. It's not a feasible way to live. You're not going to win them all. You're just not. And knowing that we're in the playoffs, yeah, you'd love Fernando Tatis to be playing better, Benny, but he's still got time to get hot before going into the playoffs. That's where it really counts.
If I had one thing that I wanted to second guess from yesterday's game, I would have liked to have seen Adrian Morejon a little longer.
Me too.
I know he gave up the home run to Pollock, but I think he's kind of flown under the radar one of the surprises this year for the Padres.
Speaking of flown under the radar, AJ Pollock's hit 11 home runs. I hadn't, if you had put a gun to my head, I'd be three home runs. I had no idea. But did you hurt it?
I mean, he used to kill the Padres with the Diamondbacks about 4 years ago before he got hurt. So when he's healthy, he's not healthy a lot, but when he is, he's a dangerous hitter.
Really, really. You're having a good year. Yeah. So, again, that is the one thing that I looked at and thought, well, hell, man. Jay said 2 weeks ago, hey, Adrian Morejon can go five innings. Let him go five innings. If it's a punt day, if it's a bullpen day, why not see what you got in this kid? Because everything we've seen has been pretty impressive.
That would have been my one change. And by the way, Lucchese wasn't horrible. He got beat on a, you know, opposite way just inside the line double there that scored the run. And then the other one.
He threw it away. You can't have that.
He slipped.
I know.
You know, I mean, he slipped. Are we going to, you know, what do you say about a guy who slipped when he came off? Be more athletic, be better. You know, he got the pitch he wanted, and he just slipped when he couldn't get the play in time.
Eric tweets in, my God, the Ben and Woods show is working overtime trying to rationalize the Padres' overall performance this series. Made a huge deal on Monday, but dismissed Tuesday and Wednesday. I made a huge deal on Monday. When was the win? That was on
Monday
night. So Tuesday, yeah, I was really fired up about the win. But on Monday, didn't I? I think it was a quote. I'm not. It may not go our way, and I'm not too worried about it. I want to win. It's not going to make or break. I think I said it's not going to make or break your season. You're going to the playoffs. So Eric, I think maybe you misheard.
If you're looking for a dose of reality, though, I'll bring it to you right now. Padres are not going to advance in the playoffs without Fernando Tatis Jr. contributing, and you know, hitting balls hard and doing stuff that we've become accustomed to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. doing. That homestand was rough. I think he went 3-for-34 in the 9 games on that homestand, and a lot of weak ground balls to the left side, rounded into another double play yesterday, some strikeouts. The kid is in a slump right now. And, hey, better now than in October. But he's got 2 weeks to kind of get back to where we saw him on MVP form. Because if you want the Padres to make a run in October, they're going to need Fernando Tatis Jr. Are you concerned? Are you seeing anything? Are you worried that there is an injury that isn't being talked about? Or is this simply baseball and every player is going to go through some struggles, is going to have a bad homestand or a bad road trip at some point, even in a short season? What are your thoughts?
I'm not over, you know, I want him to play better, but I'm not overly concerned about him. He's still playing really good defense. You saw a great play from him yesterday. He's still electric on the base paths. In my opinion, you know, look, there are also people that didn't want Manny Machado here after the 2 week start to the season. So fans are irrational, short for fanatic. We get it. I'm one of them. I'm a fanatic. I lose my mind. The fact that I'm not coming in here screaming at Jace Tingler, screaming at Fernando Tatis Jr., I just don't feel that way. I wish I could. I'm not going to feign it for you. I'm not going to come in here and fake it. You know, heads got to roll. They don't. They're having a great year, a phenomenal year. Better that they've already reached the win total we said they would reach, 32. That's what we all said. Hey, 32 wins would be amazing. They're already there with 9 to play, 8 to play, whatever. Guys have stepped up. You know, they figured out their bullpen problem. Like, this is a good time to be a Padre fan. I know it sucks losing to the Dodgers. I know it does. But you still had chances to win both of those games.
I'll tell you this. If someone had said to me, at the start of September, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers would both be putting up numbers that put them in the MVP conversation, but one of them was going to go into a massive slump after that.
I know.
I would have put everything I own on Will Myers.
Yeah,
being
going
the one
the slump.
Who went into the massive slump. Will continues to produce.
It's been great.
Tatis is in the slump. How about that?
It's been great. But Ben, you know, back to your question about Fernando Tatis Jr. Haven't we always said since we've seen that kid play that he remains slump proof? He has the ability to hit a high chopper and beat it out. Then he has the ability to steal second, steal third, score on a pop fly to the second baseman. You don't, in my opinion, unless he's hurt, you don't take that kid out of. He doesn't need a mental break, in my opinion. He needs to fight his way through it. That's how you're going to figure it out. You're not going to figure it out by sitting on the bench. Now, if you want to give him a blow in the field, okay. But he's been really good on defense.
Well, I mean, but they have off days coming up.
They got off days coming up.
I don't know that he needs to rest. Unless there's some injury we're not hearing about, I don't know that he needs a rest. He just needs – maybe it's just one key that, you know, something on those inside pitches
yep.
where he's getting kind of jammed a little bit and not making solid contact, getting back to those barrels that we saw back in August when he was the player of the month. So we'll see what's going on. Right now, though, let's get to our Dip-S tweets.
The Padres lose the game.
Dang it.
You lose your mind.
F you.
The Padres win the game.
Huzzah.
You still lose your mind.
Go to hell, pro sports.
It's time for your dip tweets of the night.
No dip ass tweets, guys. Everybody was super level.
Oh, wow.
Everybody was super level headed and calm.
That's unbelievable.
Everybody calm and ready to go.
Yeah, just kidding.
Number one.
Oh, yes, there.
Love my Padres, but damn, do we look pretty effing stupid right now after celebrating like we won the World Series after one damn game. Let's have some humility and fight out the rest of the season. Keep this up, and we won't even see LA in the playoffs. I mean,
imagine not being excited about winning that game on Monday. So Tuesday we should have come in and said, it was a great win, on to the next one. I mean, we're not the Patriots. Like, this is a new experience for a lot of us. Like, this doesn't happen a lot. You don't have games like that where you go in and steamroll the Dodgers and, you know, and hit a big home run. You beat Clayton Kershaw. Are we not allowed to enjoy that? Should we not? Did I get too fired up on Tuesday?
Well, that
no,
tweet wasn't so. Directed at, you know, the Ben
No.
But
like,
I will
Padre
say,
fans.
If Tuesday morning was how we would celebrate after winning a World Series, then we've got some issues.
Yeah, you're only allowed to enjoy pro sports after your team wins a title.
Okay.
And if you enjoy it at any other moment,
now
then
I know.
You're doing it wrong.
All right.
So if you're a Padres fan and you have enjoyed one moment of the last 50 years, then you are overly exuberant. You don't understand baseball.
Act like you've been there.
The last 50 years should have been nothing but unending agony and misery
Act
for
like
you.
Act like you've been there before.
Every single day.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Number two.
Moreland is washed up garbage. Bench his ass ASAP.
Wow.
Is that Keith Moreland or Keith?
It's Mitch Moreland. I mean, do I want Eric Hosmer back? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Mitchy Fourbags is going to be a valuable piece off the bench or maybe in a designated hitter role against a righty. But he didn't bring him in to be your first baseman, but our first baseman decided he wanted to bunt with two strikes and cracked his fingers. So you do what you got to do. I'm not off the Mitch Moreland train by any stretch.
You know, he's had to face some lefties. You know, the way lineups have, you know, on a bullpen day, that's not his forte. Bats a lot better against right-handers. He had a couple big moments for the Padres filling in. Has he been unrelentingly hot since they've gotten him?
No. Yeah.
But let's be patient here, and hopefully he still serves his purpose in October.
I mean, yeah.
Number three.
He'll be fine. This one says, 2 days ago is the biggest win of the season. Today it's a meaningless game. Make it make sense.
Oh, that's actually a decent tweet. Are they talking about the Dodgers or the Padres?
Padres.
Read it again for me.
Yeah, read it again.
2 days ago it was the biggest win of the season. Today it's a meaningless game. Make it make sense.
That's called rationalization. That's how we survive as fans.
That's like, you know, the Padres win the World Series, it counts. If the Dodgers win the World Series, it's an asterisk.
If we swept the Dodgers, then...
Okay, here's what he's saying, and there's a point here. We were mad when Dodgers fans said this series doesn't mean anything after the Padres won game
good
one.
Point.
They can probably throw that back in our face.
All right, you know what,
say, hey, it doesn't really mean that much that they lost 2 out of 3 after game 3.
All right.
I kind of think that's fair.
They
can throw that back in our face.
I'm going to give the people what they want then. Jace Tingler has no idea what he's doing. Fernando Tatis Jr., he needs to sit and watch till he gets his head right.
I think USD, alternate training site, a little bit.
Yeah, let's put the fear of God into that kid. I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. It's been futility for too long in this town.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Take Will Myers with you.
Take Will Myers with you.
Before he goes into a slump.
You know it's coming.
Yeah, so
take his ass.
Send him down there. Mitch Moreland, get rid of him.
Hey, you know what, though? Honestly, at the end of the day, I'm really excited for playoff baseball. That's where my heart is. My heart is at playoff. We're going to be watching play and covering and talking about playoff base. Now, if we had swept the Dodgers,
there's not going to be bullpen days in the playoffs,
right?
Is
Ben,
there kind of maybe.
Ben, if the now, hey, let me be honest with you and our audience. If the Padres had swept the Dodgers, I would have come in here this morning like Conor McGregor. I would have kicked the door down. I would have strutted in. I would have just had a ball. That's what a fan is. Like, that's you ride the highs.
It's both what makes you great and a severe character flaw.
Yeah.
Of yours.
Fans. You stay, even keeled and measured throughout the season for the most part. I don't. And really, by the way, my big rant on Tuesday was about Dave Roberts. It wasn't about the Padres or the Dodgers. But listen, at the end of the day, it boils down to this. We have a really good baseball team in here in San Diego, better than we thought they were going to be. And let's get healthy. Let's get our minds right. Let's go win a bunch of these last remaining games, and let's go do some damage in the playoffs.
At our Dip-S tweets, don't do this is coming up next, Woods, and you are going to accuse me of clutching pearls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you are.
Oh, but yes!
I just can't help it. I got one guy in particular in my Don't Do This sites. Coming up next. Stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.